Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Salon Nerds Podcast. We do reviews and recaps of your favorite reality TV shows. Our views do not reflect the contestants outside of the show.
Yo, 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 it's Salon Nerds. My name is Steve, a.k.a. Watch Me Need. I'm here, my boy, Jazz.
We drop live episodes on YouTube on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. All episodes can also be found everywhere podcasts are found. Thank you to all our supporters. Please help us by subscribing and leaving a good review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerds. It's your boy Neves, a.k.a. Watch With Neves, and I'm here with my co-host Jazz, a.k.a. DJ Malta.
What? Like they went to Malta?
Yeah, they went to Malta, bro.
Hey, neat.
Yeah. Hey, Brown Boy Wonder in the comments. Shout out to Brown Boy Wonder. We haven't had you on the show for a while. We should definitely have you back on. But before we talk about that, we have to welcome our special guest, April. Welcome back, April.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be back.
I know. I know. How have you been liking this season so far? Because honestly, it hasn't been too bad. I kind of like it.
That I've really been enjoying this season.
Good, good, good. So they're going to Malta. Have you ever been to Malta? Or have any of you guys ever heard of Malta?
I've heard of Malta, but I've never been.
So Malta is on the coast of Italy, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it looks really, really nice. I heard it's like a good place to go, and then it's actually very cheap, very affordable. And when they were like, oh, they're going to Malta, and they're all excited, I thought it was like something like really expensive, like Monaco or something fancy. But like I've been told that it's actually a very economical place to visit in Europe.
Hold on, let me check flights real quick.
Yeah, should we do a live show from Malta?
That's so cool.
Let's see. Okay, yeah, June's a dumb idea.
Well, yeah, it's December. It's December. What about now?
Now would be too expensive too, just because it's so close.
Oh, okay, that's true. That is true.
Okay, I'm seeing tickets for like, you know, $900 from Houston. So,
okay,
it's not like a deal, which is pretty neat.
I think they mean so more so that like things to buy there are cheap and stuff like that. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, so like I'm seeing like, you know, $958, $963. Yeah.
Okay,
$953.
Okay. So. They all go to Malta and they all do the whole like screaming and really happy and all that stuff. And you know, it's kind of like what they always do. And then that's what they're really here for. They're really here to go to Malta and like go international. Are they really here for Joey? Maybe, maybe not, but we know what they're here for. April, what are your thoughts about that?
I'm sorry, I missed the question because I saw. I thought Jazz typed me something. What was the question?
The question was, when the girls go all wild for going to Malta, what are your thoughts? Do you think they're really excited, or did they not even know what Malta is and they were just told to be super excited?
My thought went back to Peter's season when they told the girls they were going to Cleveland. and the lack of enthusiasm. So, yes, I really hope that they felt excited that they could travel internationally.
Yeah, yeah. So that was cool. So they start off with a date with Lexi. I thought this date was pretty good. I thought he really, really liked Lexi. I thought it was a great date. What about you, April?
I thought she was very sweet. I felt very bad for her because they went to a cathedral church in which she's essentially told, bearing children and stuff, and we'll get into that in a little bit.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I noticed she had to wear a shawl when she goes into church, and that's a very European thing. Like, if you can't show your shoulder blades and your shoulders in a church. I learned that the hard way.
Good to know.
Yeah. I was wearing like a basketball jersey because like it was like in the summer and it was hot. And they were like, no, you can't go in. And they're like, you can wear this little raincoat thing. I was like, okay. So I just put on this little raincoat that they gave you. And then you can go in.
It's rain poncho. All
right, yeah. No, it's really, really cool. I did like the date with Lexi. I think he really, really, really likes Lexi, but I think their conversation at night kind of threw him for a loop because she got really, really serious about her health and stuff like that. And she said that she cannot have children. And
whoa,
yeah, he dropped that on her. She dropped that on him, and he was very respectful for it. I think he handled it really well. But yeah, that was the big one, and I feel like, you know, that's a huge one. I don't know. What are your thoughts about that, April? How do you think that went?
I really felt for her.
Yeah,
and it goes back to my comment about how she went to the cathedral and they were saying, oh, bearing children, all this stuff. And so probably hearing that, she's like,
oh my God, you're right. Can't. You're right. Yeah. The preacher or the priest kept talking about kids and how important kids are and they should have kids. And I just realized how messed up that is.
It's so screwed up beyond all recognition. And I'm just side-eyeing the producers yet again. Why do we watch this show?
Because they told the priest to say that. The priest is not over there talking about children. I don't even, can priests even have children? I don't even know.
No.
I don't know. Yeah.
No.
So why was this priest talking to them about having children? Like, go forth and multiply as God asked you.
Exactly. Maybe it's because he's just like, I will never be able to have kids because of an oath I took when I took the priesthood.
That was really, really strange. Oh, man. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, this is why you don't ever talk to people and be like, hey, when are you having kids? You don't ever ask that question.
Yeah.
Have them on their own time and that's it.
Yeah, it's becoming more and more common to not ask people this question. I remember before everyone had the audacity to be like, when are you having kids? When are you having kids? When are you having kids? And
relatable.
Yeah, and I understand how messed up that could be. Yeah, priest, what the hell?
Well, it's like people for April Fool's Day saying, we're pregnant. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Please don't do that.
My sister-in-law actually announced her engagement on April Fool's Day. she didn't fake it. It was real. But she was like, people won't believe it. And that way, like, if they ever ask me about it later, I'd be like, oh, I mentioned it on April Fool's Day. Not my fault you didn't believe it.
Okay. In everyone's defense, that's cruel.
Yeah. All right. So now they do a group date and we get a shirtless Joey. And listen, I'm not the best judge of like what men look like, but apparently the women really, really find Joey attractive. So apparently, like, he's like one of the best looking bachelors we have had is what people are saying, which I'm like, okay, good for him. Like, awesome. I love that for him, especially since he's not like super tall. Usually it's the only requirement you have is to have a square head and be tall. That's been the requirement for like the last four white guys.
Very true. And plus he doesn't look like Jesse Palmer. So that's always a plus.
Yeah. I think it's the eyes. Everyone mentions his green eyes, which is really interesting. Because I know like light eyes and colored eyes are really like huge in our culture. And I just thought like for white people, that's just normal. Like, don't all y'all got like white eyes and green eyes and like blue eyes? Like, they're really going crazy over his eyes. And I don't know. It's like, are they
special? Colonialism at its finest.
I just like, I thought, I don't think all white people have like light eyes, but I think it's like so common for white people to have like blue and green eyes that like, is like the way the women are going crazy for it, I'm a little confused. Like if he was like a brown man or a black man with those eyes, like I can see it. The contrast is there and it's beautiful. But maybe it's because he's like a little bit more olive skin or something like that. Maybe that's why his eyes pop a little bit more.
Ah, so he's Mediterranean.
I don't know if he is. I think he just got a really good tan because he's in Hawaii. I don't know. What are your thoughts, April, as our resident white person?
Well, as the resident white person here at Salam Nerds, I have brown eyes.
Yeah.
Very, very dark brown eyes. And I don't know, like, he is cute, but, you know, I'm not going to throw my panties at him or anything like that. So,
especially considering he called himself fun size, which I think is really funny.
How tall is he?
It says he's 5'11", which I do not believe.
And he's fun size?
No 5'11" dude is calling himself fun size.
God damn it. Crying in my height right now.
And all for self-deprecating humor.
I know, I am too. But but I don't want him to gaslight the world to thinking 5'11 guys are fun size. But yeah, he takes off his shirt. He has, you know, he's got some muscles, but they're not like super ripped, but he's got an athletic build. But yeah, they do a staring game where they have to stare in each other's eyes. So all the girls just look at him and they stare in each other's eyes and stare in each other's soul. And obviously Kelsey decides to kiss him. I think they have a strong, strong physical connection, him and Kelsey, because she couldn't even look at his eyes for like 10 seconds before like trying to kiss her, which I thought was really, really funny.
That's a very fun psychological trick.
Is there something you want to tell us, Jazz?
Oh, like straight up, you know, way back when there was this like 30 questions you ask your potential partner and stare in their eyes for like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's how you like essentially fall in love.
Oh, I've heard about that. You ask a question while staring deeply into their eyes and you can fall in love.
Yeah. So I'm guessing they're doing that just to make them catch feelings faster.
They're not asking them questions though. They were just like looking into each other's eyes. But yeah, I could see that. I could see that being a psychological trick. April, what are your thoughts?
I guess eventually I'll give that a try. I have no clue.
See, as Muslims, we can't really try that or admit to trying.
Okay, I as your residential white person.
Yeah, you go ahead and try it and let us know how that works out for you. But
watch them have been busted. That's been like some, you know, Facebook meme from like 10 years ago.
It probably is. It probably doesn't work, but who knows? You know, I don't know. But Jazz, then they do this other thing where they launch sausages at these women's faces.
Oh no.
Okay, so they have this little spinny wheel of meat and cheese and they spin it around and the women have to bite the wieners off with their mouth. I know that sounds bad, but that's really what it was. It was
there is no way to say that without it sounding bad.
I know. Like I was like, oh, do I say sausages? And I was like, nope, that's even worse. So yeah, there were just
Actually argue wieners is worse.
Wieners are worse than sausages? All right.
Oh yeah.
Okay, sausages have that girth, right? So I feel like it's a little worse. Like, I don't know. It's a little worse in my head.
Yes, visually it would be worse.
Visually, it's worse. Yeah. All right. Back to the...
Got him.
So back, they spin this little wheel and the women are just like, you know, trying to bite off the piece of the sausage with their mouths. Can't use their hands. Some of them were cheating. Some of them were not. This one girl, Autumn, was going all in. And I was like, damn, okay, she really wants to win. There's this one scene of her like jumping up in the air and like biting a sausage in two with just her mouth. And I was like, that looks painful.
You know what? I kind of want to see this now.
It's on my TikTok. They're all on. No, sorry, they're not. Yeah, they are on my TikTok. They're on my TikTok and they are on my Instagram. By the way, guys, follow me on TikTok. I only have 100 followers because I lost all my followers. But feel free to follow me again. But yes, you can see all these scenes on TikTok. Yeah. So she won that and she got a little bit more time with him. And then they go into the group date. And the group date is a 2-on-1. They have Sydney and then they have. Wait, do they do this date or do they do the date the second day? Because it's two episodes this week.
Yeah, so this was part of the first episode.
Okay, so the 2-on-1 is on this episode, right?
Yes.
Okay, so they do a 2-on-1. And it's with Maria and Sydney. Sydney was the one who was going all crazy last week. And I feel really bad for her because she did a Instagram reel where she showed some of the voicemails that she got. And she has been getting the nastiest, craziest voicemails, the death threats. They're so bad from men and women. And I'm like, first of all,
why?
I'm a guy who watches the show, but like, I don't watch it that obsessively where I would actually send a voice message to somebody and tell them what a horrible person they are. That's insane. That is Looney Tunes. And like, no one should be doing that, but let alone a guy. That's crazy.
I was shocked when I heard a guy's voice.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
Like, listen, yeah, she comes off a little cuckoo for Cuckoo Puffs, but like, she didn't do anything that terrible. Basically, she's sticking up for a friend, sticking up too much for a friend. Sure, fair. And she says some things about, you know, Maria that were not nice, but like, I don't know. Like, people are doing things a lot worse. I thought that was a little wild. But yes, they go on this 2-on-1 date and they put up, instead of having them go and, you know, could go on this huge yacht and like enjoy the day and have this little fancy little thing, what they decide to do is put the girls on the rinky dink boat and they go through like caves and stuff. So now they're in this tiny boat and then this girl, Sydney, is complaining the whole time and Maria is trying to have like a good time and like one's definitely like the wet blanket and the other one is definitely like trying to like, you know, have a good time. And she's like, we're going to go into this cave. And she's like, I don't like enclosed spaces. I don't like being, you know, the producers definitely did that. They're like, oh, you don't like being in enclosed places? You have claustrophobia? Let's put you in a cave.
Why would you do that? That's mean.
Yeah, that was mean, right? But I think they're trying to get to her. They're trying to mess with her psychologically. So they go on the 2-on-1 and he's talking to both of them. And he's like, okay, trying to figure out why they don't get along. And Sydney goes, you know, no one in the house likes Maria. And, you know, she told one of the girls to shut the F up. And Joey's like, what the hell? This is very concerning. And Maria's like, no, none of this happened. And they're both talking to him separately. He's like, none of this happened. She's making this up. What did you think of that? Because honestly, I thought Maria was the one who was telling the truth. And Sydney was the one who was making things up. But when we get to the second episode, I'm not so sure anymore. I'm kind of like, wait, was Sydney right? What are your thoughts about that?
I actually am not sure. I was not able to watch the second episode.
Okay.
Spoilers.
Because I'm West Coast time.
Oh.
And so the second episode wraps up in like 10 minutes. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to wing it.
All good.
You know, we could have started this 30 minutes later.
I would have, yeah. Well, but it's fine.
I don't have the resource to watch it live.
Oh, so, gotcha.
Regardless, and I wasn't going to completely derail your guys' podcast. Anyways, what I want to know is there's so much context missing, and that once again we're only seeing bits and pieces of people's interactions, but also it's very one-sided in the first episode.
Yeah. For sure. All right. So they go on this date and like, the thing I noticed is that they're like in two different outfits. Like one is like has an outfit like she's going to like a concert, like a Taylor Swift concert, and the other one is dressed like she's going to the beach. Like they have two completely different outfits on and they're both going to the same place. I thought that was really, really funny. And then they go on the nighttime date and he decides, hey, you know what? I am not going to try to figure out the bottom of this. I'm not going to figure out what really happened. I'm just going to try to figure out who I have a better connection with. And sure. he ends up sending Sydney home and keeping Maria.
Ooh,
what did you think of that? What did you think of that, April?
I wasn't surprised. I just think it's... I think Sydney and Maria are two sides of the same coin.
Interesting.
And the reason why I say that is because, like, during the two-on-one, Sydney, during the ITMs, is bad-mouthing Maria and calling her the devil.
Yeah.
And then, meanwhile, Maria... Well, she's a little more eloquent in the way she speaks about Sydney. She still calls Sydney a vampire. Like, yeah. What? Okay.
I mean, I think she calls her a vampire because she's sucking all the energy out of the date. And like, I do feel like that is a term people use. I've heard that term pretty often. So I don't know how bad it is, but I it is something I've heard people say.
Yeah, no, I actually used that the other day in a session. I was like, this sounds like an energy vampire or something like that.
Yeah, for sure. So they send Sydney home and, you know, I wanted him to leave her on the island. Like they put her in a limo, but I like the two-on-one dates where they just like leave the girl wherever she is. Like they left like one girl on the Niagara Fall boat, one girl in the middle of the island, one girl in the middle of the beach. I think those are funny as hell, where they just like leave them. but they didn't do that, which I'm kind of sad about. I am a little evil. That was really funny. But that was it. And then what happened is they start singing Ave Maria, and Maria's like, oh, that's my name. And they have this like opera singer come out and sing Ave Maria, all like classical and stuff like that. And then while this is happening, they have the scene back at the hotel where one of the producers has to pick up the suitcase of the person who lost. And the girls like react like crazy. They go nuts. They're like, oh my God. Some of them start crying. Some of them are like, you know, in disbelief. What do you think of the suitcase scene, April?
It's so stupid.
I think it's so funny.
It's so, I understand that these ladies are cut off from everything and everybody in the world. And yeah. So they only have each other to entertain themselves.
Yeah.
But logistically speaking, you've only known each other for 3 days or something like that, and you're all sobbing that the suitcase is being pulled away.
It was pretty funny. The shock of that scene was hilarious to me. Just so funny. All right. And then they go on a group date again. And I think they go into the pool. And one of the girls started making fun of his toes and saying how his toes are weird. What did you think of toe shaming?
Unacceptable.
We don't do toe shaming on this show.
Not something I expected to talk about today.
Jazz, how are your toes?
Like any other guy's toes? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. Not every guy. Some guys have bad toes. Have you ever seen LeBron James' feet?
Okay, no. It's not bad. I do get pedicures and whatnot. So, like, you know, as bad as a guy's feet would be if he gets a pedicure every 3 months.
I've never gotten a pedicure.
Wow.
What? Yeah.
Like, what? You just, like, cut your nails. Like, why do you need, like, an Asian lady to do that for you?
One, racist. Two, just because that may have been true in my case doesn't mean that you say it out loud. Three, there are other benefits to pedicures, man.
What are they? I don't know. I'm just pure ignorance. I don't know. I've never had one. I don't know what it is.
Like scrub the bottom of your feet and whatnot, like get all the dead skin out. Even like in this, like, you know how you have your toenails, right? You normally just cut the front. Don't even go into the sides and whatnot. Like, get all of it out. Like, it's good. You should do it.
You could get flowers on your toenails.
Okay, not going that far.
Why not?
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. All right. We'll see.
Hey, really, it's for the dead skin to come off, man. It's worth it.
Doesn't it just come off by itself?
Not always.
Okay.
And not all of it.
All right. Fair. All right. Maybe one day we'll do pedicure. Pedicure with Neebs.
Yes. I'm here for it.
Rule number one. It's only if you're going to go with me.
Wait, so then what's a manicure? Like, you guys don't need manicures, right? Because, like, that's just, like, cutting your nails.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's no dead skin on your fingers that you need to take
out. Exactly, no. I mean, I don't have, like, calluses or anything, so no. But
as your residential white person, this is upsetting.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I have calluses from, like, weightlifting, but they're, like, good. They help you.
Yeah, they help you, right? Yeah. That's why, like, I wouldn't get, like, a manicure or anything.
All right. Pedicures, okay. Manicures, no good. But manicures have the word man in it, so, like, it makes more sense for men to get manicures.
No, it does not. That's not the root of that word.
Okay. All right. Never mind.
Come on, Neves. You're an engineer. You should know what mono means.
Mono?
Like the prefix of it.
Oh, I don't know. Is it mono the kissing disease?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Latin prefix or Greek prefix. I don't know. One of those. It means hand.
Okay.
Like manuscript, like a handwritten thing.
Okay. I guess that manu cure. Okay. That kind of makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I didn't take Latin. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. And then head means feet.
Head means feet? What do you mean head means feet?
P-E-D. Ped.
Oh, ped. Yeah, ped means feet. No, wait. I thought pod means piece, like podiatrist.
It does.
Yo, English is hard.
English is three languages and a trench coat, okay? And they robbed French and Italian for random grammar shit.
It's like Vincent on BoJack Horseman. Three children in the trench
coat. The three children in the trench coat.
Yeah. English is a weird amalgamation of Latin, Greek, and German.
Okay. All right. Fair. All right. Then we got a bunch of girls having a day. One girl does like a trust fall. One girl makes fun of his toes. I don't know. No one really cared that Sydney went home. And so this girl, Leia, starts having a little bit of a, I don't know, how would you explain this? Like a little bit of a tiff. She's like mad at Medina because Medina was really good friends with Sydney, and Sydney was sticking up for Medina against Maria. But once Sydney got eliminated, Medina was being nice to Maria. And she's like, why are you being so chummy with her when she's the reason Sydney's gone? And you shouldn't be friends with her. Why is everyone so nice to her? And Medina's kind of like, hey, listen, like, Maria knows that I'm friends with Sydney and it shouldn't really affect our relationship. But Leia was like, no. See, when I have a friend, I'm loyal and I hold my friends to a different standard. And I think your narrative is changing. What did you think of that whole interaction, April?
It made me angry. And I'm going to go to bat for Medina here. So context, everyone, Medina shared a couple of reads herself, you know, explaining, you know, I'm not a perfect person. I do my best to express what I'm feeling. And, you know, for Medina, I understand where she's coming from because it takes a lot of vulnerability to open up about your insecurities.
Sure.
And so Medina also received like death threats and hate messages.
What?
One said, stop, you shouldn't be a therapist. First of all,
yeah,
people don't understand the amount of training it takes to become a mental health therapist and the kind of personality that you have to cultivate over mm-hmm. years in order to be a safe person for other people to vent their frustrations to.
Right, right.
So that made me angry. And then during this episode, it also upset me because Medina has time and time again not only laid her boundaries with care and kindness, but also she's trying to look at it in a perspective of maturity of I'm not going to play this us versus them mentality.
Yeah.
It's not beneficial. It's a waste of time and energy. And quite frankly, good for Medina. Like, you don't have to be best friends with every single person in the house, but there should, and I need to get rid of that word I talked about a couple weeks ago. There should be an expectation of respect for your peers that you're living with in the house.
Right.
Should be. Yes, correct.
Should be.
Should be.
But alas, I need to get rid of that word still. I'm working on it.
I did like the way Medina navigated through that whole thing because she's like all the drama centers around her, but she's not technically in the drama. It's like it's all around her, it's orbiting her, but it's not about her. And I think that's a very tricky situation to be in. And she navigates it beautifully because any other person would be manipulated by the producers to go all in and be a part of this drama and, you know, double team on Maria or double team on Leia and try to figure this out. But I don't know. I think it's really, really funny because Leia ends up being the villain at the end of this episode. So, yeah, and so we lose one villain and we get a new one.
And for further context, Leia's the one who burned the envelope at the beginning of the season.
Right.
Explain that one to me because I missed the first episode.
Basically, in the beginning of the season, she has a special card that lets her steal a date. So she can steal a date from anybody.
Wow. And she burned that?
And she burned it. She didn't want to use it.
Good on her.
Yeah, good on her. But like, when you really think about it,
she's
like,
the villain now. Aww.
But now she's the villain. Yeah.
Poor Jazz.
And now she's the villain. Or is she? Because you guys haven't seen the second episode. So I get to share what happens in the second episode with you guys. And now you're.
Wait, I have one more thought.
Oh, go for it.
First of all, back to the group date. Do the producers still not realize that Yosef's daughter is watching at home?
While they're throwing meat in their faces.
Yes! And second of all,
wow!
How unsanitary. How long was that meat and cheese out for?
I don't know. I don't know how fast meat goes bad in the Malta sun.
Yes, we need to.
I mean, that's fine.
Dude, so Jazz, they have meat hanging on a string and this little thing is going around like a little carousel, right? One girl catches the string in her mouth. I was like, yo, her teeth could come out. She has like, she's biting on a piece of string.
Yeah.
I was like, this is dangerous.
Yeah. I saw the TikTok you posted.
Yeah.
That's very dangerous, actually.
I know. Oh, man.
Oh, they did not think this through, did they?
No, but it's a Malta tradition. Can't knock
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that meat would not go bad, like, you know, for some time.
Okay.
And the cheese looked really fresh. I don't think it would have gone bad. And especially if it's got harder cheese. Yeah, it should be
fine. Yeah, fair. Malta is where the Maltese dog was, like, bred. And also where the Maltese falcon comes from.
There's a Maltese falcon?
Yeah, it's like a big Hitchcock movie. It's like a very famous Hitchcock movie. That's what I know. I don't know.
Oh, that's what these dogs are called. Maltese dogs.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they look like little mop heads. Okay, cool.
Yeah, for sure.
I never knew the name for them. I thought they were like some weird poodle thing.
Yeah. All right. So the second episode starts off with a rose ceremony, and Edwina and Allison get eliminated. So like, boo. And then they find out they're going to Spain. So now they're going to Spain, and they're super excited. And Leah starts having drama with Maria now. And basically, Maria's kind of like, whatever, I'm in a better place now. That was a week ago. And then for some reason, Maria decides to ask Leah, like, or she asks the group. She goes, hey, if Leah, you know, she burnt the card on the first day, but if any of you guys had the opportunity to take her card, would you have done it? And a bunch of them said no, and one person said yeah. And they were like, I wouldn't use it, but I'd keep it just in case. Because what happened was they were all out having dinner, and then Joey shows up on a Vespa, and he takes Kelsey out on a date. So, like, that would have been an opportunity to steal the date. And they ask her, would you have used it? And one girl goes, I wouldn't have used it, but I would have kept it just to have it. But that'd be very interesting. Because, like, imagine, like, Joey really wanted to go on a date with this girl, and then you stole it. And, like, I'd be kind of pissed.
Yeah, I'd be pissed, too. And that's, like, something like if you steal a date like that, I don't want to be with you. Like,
yeah,
that makes me not like you.
Yeah, I don't know. I think she did the right thing. But Kelsey goes on this date. And, you know, I think Kelsey might win because he seems very, very attracted to her. She's very pretty. I don't know. Kelsey. Yeah.
You need to look up these
There's people. Two Kelseys. I don't know which one she is. But
Kelsey A.
But Kelsey A also talked about, you know, her mom, and her mom passed away from cancer. So she had a really, you know, sad story too. And people were connecting with her, and he was very, very nice to her. He wiped her tears. I don't know. Joey's being Joey. He's Joeying right now. So, you know, that's it. Then they went on a group date. On the group date, they had to paint. So here's the thing. It was like Pictionary. You paint something, and then Joey has to get the feelings behind the painting, or what the painting is, kind of like Pictionary, but more with emotions than actually like what's happening. So he played the game, and then this one girl, Leah, she had the best painting, but they ended up giving it to Jess. So Jess got special time with him, which is they made them go into their bathing suit and put paint on each other, and then make a little canvas on the bottom.
Okay.
Which reminds me of the episode in Modern Family where they make a sex canvas.
That's exactly what I was thinking of, actually. I was like, all right, this sounds really familiar.
I know. They're kind of just like rolling on each other and everything while they're making this canvas. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. But yeah. And then they go later on the date. Now, this is what goes crazy. Maria talks to him and, you know, tells him, you know, how she's doing better now because the other girl is gone, and she's being open with him. He ends up getting the group date rose to Maria. So she goes from almost being eliminated to getting a group date rose. Big difference,
damn,
right? Yeah. So this is what happened. She gets the group date rose, and then they're having the evening gown ceremony or whatever, right? Where like all the girls, women get to talk to him. So she already has a rose, but she interrupts somebody to have some time with him. And the other girls are crazy mad because she's like, you're safe from elimination. Why do you need to talk to him? And I'm like, listen, if you're really here for love, you should probably want to talk to him as much as you can. Like, if she stole him twice that night, then I get it. I'd be like, okay, you had your turn, now I'll give somebody else a turn. But like, just because you have a rose doesn't mean you shouldn't get a chance to talk to him. I don't know. I thought that was weird.
That's fair. I agree with you on that.
I think that's fair. Like, I feel like just because you got a rose that night doesn't mean you can't talk to him. Like, you're building a relationship. You should try to talk to him as much as you can. But they're like, no, other people didn't have a chance to talk to him yet. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. April, what are your thoughts in that situation?
I agree with you, Nudes, because there's a reason why most of these relationships tailspin after the show is done.
Yeah.
Because there is not enough of a foundation after the show ends for relationships to work.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so, you know, good on her for taking a little bit of extra time. And like you said, it's not like she stole him twice.
Yeah.
Because at that point, like, I would have a little bit of a beef to squash over that. But yeah.
But here's the thing. This girl, Jess, who really hasn't had any problems with anybody, she's like, that's disrespectful. And she's upset because she didn't get a chance to talk to him. But she had won the painting date. So she actually has extra time with him already, too. So I'm like, girl, you had extra time with him also. But she was like, you know, that's disrespectful. And then Maria was like, how so? Explain to me. And I guess she couldn't answer fast enough. So Maria was like, yeah, just what I thought. Right. And then they get into it. And then Jess leaves crying and calls her a bitch.
Harsh words. Okay.
Yeah. So now I'm thinking, wait, was Leia and Sydney right this whole time? Is Maria the villain? Like, am I the villain? Like, I don't understand. Because, like, she's getting a good edit. Because everything comes out in her favor. It looks like she is getting a good edit. But this is the third person who has beef with her now. If you don't count Medina, like, you know, it's Medina, Sydney, Leia, and now Jess. Four people have beef with you. So it may just be she's getting a good edit and she's maybe a secret villain that we don't know.
Is she going to be on Paradise?
Oh, yeah, for sure. She'll definitely be on Paradise.
So I think if Paradise happens this year, because I know that the ratings are a little not in Paradise's favor. But if Paradise happens and Maria goes on, she's going to get a bad edit.
Yeah, probably.
They always turn the tables where we hate someone one season and then Paradise, everyone falls in love with whomever they used to hate.
I don't know. I agree. I think that's going to happen. But that's the end of this episode. So not much else happened in the second episode. The second episode was actually really, really boring. The first episode was actually the more entertaining one. But then they end off with the trailer. And again, we see that Joey looks like it being left at the altar. I am very curious what mistake Joey makes to get left at the altar. Or are some of the girls just not feeling him? And maybe those green eyes are just for TV and they're really not that into him.
He gets left at the altar?
Yeah, not at the altar, but like he's, you know, the where he proposes to her in the lane or whatever it is. I don't know. What do you call that when you walk up? Yeah, you just walk up this lane and like you propose and
an aisle.
Yeah, I guess. But no girl shows up.
Dang.
Yep. I think it's going to be Kelsey. I think he really, really likes Kelsey. And it's going to be her. And I think Daisy is going to be America's sweetheart. And she may be the next Bachelor. And I think that's the way it's going to go down.
All right. I'm going to look at the Bachelor contestants and randomly pick one. And I think they're going to win the whole thing.
All right. Who do you got?
Let's see. Bachelor 2024 contestants. I should probably type that. Okay.
Who you got?
I'm just going to scroll through real quick.
I feel like the pictures that they usually post up about the people before the season start, I usually don't do them justice. Most of the people, the guys and the girls, end up looking a lot better on the show than they do in their pictures for some reason.
Agree.
Nah.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. You're right. Because sometimes, like, really? Them? When I'm looking at these pictures? And then, like, later on, it's like, oh, wait. No, in the thing, they look way prettier.
Yeah,
so, yeah, that makes sense.
They look gorgeous, which is dumb. I don't understand. Maybe they do it on purpose. Maybe they want to underwhelm you. And then when you see them on the show, you're like, whoa. under promise, over deliver, you know?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, speaking of under promise, over deliver, that's the end of today's episode. Thank you, everybody.
Wait, I gotta pick somebody.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. The radio chemist.
Rachel? No.
No. Who is she? What's her name?
Oh, sorry. I was looking at the thing. I was scrolling back and forth. I just saw radio chemist. I'm like, you know what? That looks cool.
I remember the radio chemist. She was really pretty, but I don't know her name.
It is Caitlin.
I don't remember her at all. is she even still here? I don't know.
She's probably got eliminated already.
Probably got eliminated. I don't know. Maybe. All right. Well,
let's see.
My pick is Kelsey. I think Kelsey's going to win it.
Caitlin Bachelor eliminated.
No, I think she's still there because it was Edwina and Allison who were eliminated this episode. And the last episode, I don't remember it, Caitlin.
Okay, yeah, no, she's not eliminated yet.
All right, you still have a chance, Jazz. You still got a chance. April, who's your pick?
I'm picking Daisy, and
I think Daisy's gonna go far, but I don't know if she's gonna be the winner.
Yeah, I'm picking her as the winner, and then I want Rachel to be the bachelorette because it would be so cool to have a Polynesian bachelorette.
That would be cool. That would be very, very cool. All right. Very cool. All right. Well, that's what you got for this episode. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe. We are on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere podcasts are found. Thank you, guys. And until next time, Salam, nerds.
Peace.
Bye.